The next play in the Bounce Back series is Never Let Your Left Hand Know.
The Prime Minister tomorrow. Four prisoners on their way from Merston Assizes to Chorlingley Prison escaped at 4 o'clock this afternoon. In company with five other prisoners and six prison officers, they were being conveyed by motor coach when it was halted on Moulton Bridge by a tractor, which had apparently broken down in the middle of the narrow roadway. By an obvious prearrangement, a disturbance broke out among the prisoners, who were handcuffed in pairs, under cover of which the four managed to wrench the door open and make a getaway. One pair was recaptured almost immediately, but the other two men are still at large. They have been named as Thomas Sandley, one of the notorious vault robbers, and Walter Tupperton, who was sentenced yesterday to life imprisonment for murder. Both have records for violence, and the police warned...
George? George, you said you wanted to be early today, and yet
here
you
are... All right, coming. What is the time, anyhow? This darn wash of mine keeps...
9:15.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to be late. Old Burford's coming in for the estimates at 10. Why didn't you tell me?
I've been telling you. Your breakfast's been...
I can't wait now. Shove the bacon between two slices of bread, and I'll eat it as I drive.
It's too bad of you. Same thing every morning.
Damn coffee's scalding. Oh, blast.
Oh, now you wake Julie, you idiot. Coming, my pet?
She was awake. Bye, darling. I'll try and get home a bit early tonight.
The baby food. Don't forget the baby food. There. Oh, stupid old daddy of yours stamping and hollering around. There. He's going to forget your nice milk is. And then there'll be ructions, won't there? Better phone before I forget. Hello? Mr. Poston? Or is Mrs. Corley here? Good morning. I forgot to remind my husband to pick up some baby food before he left for the office. Yes, two tins. Would you be a dear and send it round to him? Tell him to put it in his attaché case immediately, or he's sure to leave it on his desk. Yes. Oh, I'll be glad when Julie's a bit bigger and I can carry her in the basket on the scooter. Very isolated out here. And George loathes shopping for me. Oh, thank you, Mr. Poston. Oh, lovely. She's dropped off again. I'll get my breakfast now. Da-da-dee-da-da, da-dee-da-da, dum-ba-dee, da-dee-da-da. Oh, when is that this hour?
Good morning, ma'am. May we come in?
Who are you?
The name is Gog, ma'am, and this is my friend Magog.
No, I'm sorry, but if you're selling anything... No, you can't come in! What do you think you're doing? Get out. Get out this instant.
Shut up, you silly bitch. Keep your mouth closed and you won't get hurt. We may be handcuffed together, but we can still cope.
Look, well, if it's money you want, there's some in my handbag there. A couple of pounds.
What a divine smell of coffee.
And bacon. Here, give us your wrist, just in case you get ideas about scarpering.
Leave me alone.
Because if you do get ideas, you'll get it twisted again, like this. Okay, Sandy, reach us that clothesline from over the fireplace and I'll tie her by one wrist.
In the 10 o'clock news. The two escaped prisoners are still at large. The search has now been concentrated in the Pellinghurst area, where the pilot of the helicopter, which is assisting the police, reported seeing two men running across a field and into some woods. It is presumed that they have managed to rid themselves of the handcuffs linking them together, as some little separated them. Motorists in this region are warned not to give lifts and to report anything suspicious at the next police check they come to. In Amsterdam today...
Pellinghurst. Hats off to the two blokes. That's leading them the other way. Lovely.
It might be a trap to give us a sense of false security. We must still play it crafty.
I wish he was right about the damned handcuffs, though. Hey, Gorgeous. Your old man got any decent files and exos?
Ask him yourself. He'll be back soon.
Yeah, we heard him. Bye, darling. I'll try and be home early tonight. What do you think we picked this drum for? 3 miles from nowhere, up a lane over the moors. Tailor-made it is.
If your husband has any such tools, my dear, I'd advise you to find them for us. The sooner we get rid of this embarrassing jewellery, the sooner you'll get rid of us.
All the tools are in the garage.
And wouldn't you love to go and get them for us, on your own? Come on, we'll all go together. Let's have a shifty outside first. Dead clear. Come on.
Doesn't seem to be much here.
A jack, 2 tire levers, a blunt chisel, and a pram wheel. This all he's got?
Far as I know.
What does the lousy layabout do with his spare time? Make daisy chains?
I'm afraid this is not going to help us much. We'll have to stick to our original plan.
If we can make it to old blousy Jack...
Shut up, you fool, no names. Right, let's get back.
My baby. Will you please let me go to her?
Sure. All of us.
Look, I promise I won't try to run away.
I said all of us. Go on, in you go.
All right, darling. Mummy's here. Oh, that's a good girl. There, there.
What a sweet little creature. Hello, my pet.
Oh, knock it, will you, before Armicky Boo.
It's her bath and feed time. Can I do it, please?
Yeah, so long as we can keep an eye on you. That young bloke, this girl's husband. Nice, standy little minivan he was driving. Now, he'll be home later.
Look out! Away from the window.
What is it?
Out there in the lane, 2 coppers. I saw them pass the gap in the hedge.
Well, come on. What are we waiting for? Out the back way, quick.
Don't be a fool. They'll see us. Keep your head.
They're coming through the gate.
Into the bathroom, quick. Listen. There are 2 policemen coming up to the door. Get rid of them. We'll be in the sitting room with the baby. If they come in, that's it. This man's already doing life for murder. There's nothing more they could do to him.
No. No, I'll do anything. Don't.
Up to you. Keep them out. Say you're having a bath.
Please, please.
Get through there, you little fool, but don't open. Talk to them through the door.
Oh, yes, yes, all right. Who's that?
Police, Mrs. Corley. PC on. Just checking out, right?
Oh, I see.
You haven't seen anybody hanging around, have you? Strangers, I mean.
No, nobody at all.
On your own? Mr. Corley not here?
He hasn't come home yet.
Well, I'll keep your doors and windows closed until he does. Nothing to be frightened of, but best be on the safe side in a lonely place like this.
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay, then. We'll be pushing on. Oh, could we trouble you for a drink of water?
Would you mind taking it from the well out there? I'm sorry, but I was just getting into a bath.
Oh, well, I won't trouble you then. Afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
If you do see anybody out here that you don't know, just give the exchange a ring, will you? They'll know what to do.
Yes, yes, I'll do that.
Splendid. Absolutely splendid, my dear.
Give her to me.
With the greatest of pleasure. Like a little eel to handle, isn't she? Nearly slipped out of my arms onto the stone floor once. Now, that'd be a pity, my pet, wouldn't it? Because you're going to be a very useful little girl to us, indeed.
You beast!
Oh, come now, that's a bit uncalled for, isn't it?
Pack it in, both of you. Now, listen, you. I'm no good at the fancy talk like this, smarmy blighter, so I'm giving it to you straight. That's the way it's going to be from now till we push off, see? You play it clever. Do as you're told, or the kid gets it. One thing he told you right. I've got nothing to lose. Hanging's out. So watch it.
Now, the lady's being very cooperative, Tuppers. There's no need to bully her. What's the time? Oh, good Lord.
That excellent breakfast you gave us is no more than a pleasant memory now. Would it be too much to ask you to make us a plain but nourishing meal? We'll look after the baby, won't we, Tuppers?
I'll get you some food, but let me take the baby.
I think not, dear. She'll be perfectly safe with us. Now, run along like a good girl.
I won't leave her with you.
You'll do as you're flipping told. Now, get out there and get cracking before I really let you have one.
No need to have hit her quite as hard as that, Tuppers.
Oh, such a trap. And keep that damn baby away from me. Put her the other side. Now, where's those cigarettes?
Well, the packet's on the table beside you.
What? Swiped the last, did you?
There were three. You've had two of them.
Ah, that's a lot. Here, her handbag there. Pass it over. She might have. Ah, lovely. Packet full.
Ah, good.
Now, what else has she got? Lighter, that's handy. £2 off a dollar and a sixpence. Poverty Row, eh? Still, better than nothing. Driving licence, she can keep that. Comb, that'll be useful. Okay, you can put it back.
Very neat. That's your particular line, dipping handbags, I mean?
You want to watch it, mate, I'm telling you. Me left might be snarled up, but there's nothing wrong with me right. You know what I'm in for. Don't start pushing it.
You're terrorizing me. Just like those two coppers terrorized you.
Oh, the Rosa that can put the zephyrs up me was
you
never
went
born.
Green. If you hadn't been chained to me, you'd have run like a headless chicken.
You want me to stick one on you?
You couldn't even stick one on this baby. Oh, no, sorry, I take that back. You did slap her mother across the face, didn't you?
Look, I'm warning
you. You're beginning to pall on me, Tupperton. My God, I read somewhere once that we had a constant male prison population of 37,000, and I had to get lumbered with you. Get up.
No, I can wait until I've got me arm free.
Oh, I'm not asking you out, you poor fool. I want to switch the radio on.
And tracker dogs. In addition to this, the police have established checkpoints on all roads leading from the plane, and cars and lorries are being subjected to scrutiny. Detachments of troops from Larkhill are also assisting in the search.
Listen, I've got an idea.
So have I. A film I saw once. Two people in exactly the same plight as you and myself. Convicts escaping from a southern penitentiary in America. Handcuffed together.
So what?
The brainier of the two clobbered the other one with a rock when he was sleeping. Then chopped his hand off with an axe.
Oh, I suppose you think that's funny.
I don't. I think it's a hell of a good idea. Now shut up. I'm thinking.
Forgy Police, Sergeant Withers. Yes, sir. Yes. Got that. Yes, there's been a complete check on every farm and cottage up there. Barns, outbuildings, sheds, all searched. No, sir. Not a sign anywhere. No break-ins reported. Yes, I quite agree. Just a second, sir. I'll take that down. Yes. Yeah. Understood. Yeah. Yes, I can reach them all on the set, less one post. I can send PC Hunt up there on his bike. He's the only one in by myself. He'd been on 16 hours, but he's young, and it's all coppering. Yes, sir. Good night, sir. Midas, how do you read? Over.
Midas 2, loud and clear. Over. Midas 3, loud and clear. Over.
Midas 4, clear. Strength 2, over.
All stations, Midas. Stand down in your present locations and come in. Meal, 4 hours rest, then proceed to RV 352 to strengthen search parties under Inspector Wilmot on western side. Acknowledge, over.
Midas 2, understood, Wilco, over. Midas 3, understood, Wilco, over.
Midas 4, understood, Wilco, over.
Midas, out.
Reg!
Sergeant?
Up on your feet, lad. Sorry and all that. You can take your bike for another airing.
Oh, not again.
What was that?
Nothing, Sarge.
Cycle up to 5 post and tell them to come in. Get something to eat, and their heads down for 4 hours, and you can all get your bodies over to 352. Mr. Wilmot wants them woods done thoroughly. He's been convinced all along that that's where they made for.
I hope he's right.
I hope Mrs. Corley's finished her bath. Might get a cup of tea then.
What the hell are you talking about?
Nothing. Well, this afternoon when I called at the Corley's cottage, asked her for a drink of water. Get it out of the well, she says, I'm having a bath. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like the locals. You can always count on a cuppa if you ask for a drink of water.
Well, don't let me catch you having a cuppa when you should be on duty. Anything I can't stand is a miking copper. Go on, on your way.
Yes, Sarge.
And don't call me Sarge.
Hello? Who's that?
Police.
Anything wrong? Oh, it's you, Reg, is it?
No, nothing wrong, Mr. Corley. Except with my behind and leg muscles. Wouldn't mind swapping me old bike for your van, I wouldn't.
Of course. You're after those escape blokes, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's the news?
Well, none from this side. We're standing down over here, getting 4 hours rest, then combing the woods over past 40. And a hell of a job that'll be.
You've got my sympathy. You wouldn't like to come in for a quick drink, would you?
On duty, sir.
Oh, blimey, that's a new one from you, Ridge.
Between you and me, I'd love one. But I got to go and stand the last patrol down. And if they thought I'd been miking on the way up, old Sergeant wouldn't half create, he wouldn't.
Up to you, of course, but you're welcome. More than welcome. My old woman's going to start creating when I get in for being late. You might draw some of it off me.
like to, I would. Still, better not risk it, though. Those blokes are pretty cheesed off up there, they are. 18 hours of it. Sooner they're back at station, the better they'll like it.
Now look, I'll give you all a drink on the way back, if you like.
Oh, no, I've got a patrol car up there. They can put this damn bike on top and we'll all go down in style along the main road. Thanks all the same, though. Good night, Mr. Corley.
Good night, Reg. Kath? Oh, sorry, darling. I got a full explanation.
Nice work, Tuppers. Clean as a whistle.
Not bad with one hand tied. When you're sticking it on a geezer coming through a door like that, you always want to aim for the front part of his head, just above the hairline.
I'm sure you're so terribly right. Now, we'd better get him tied. Where's that rope?
Here you are. No particular hurry, though. That'll hold him for 2 hours at least. I can tell to the minute.
Well, let's be on the safe side. They breed them with thick skulls in the Swede bashing belt. Turn him over.
Frisk him first. Fags. Lovely. Hold packet.
Oh, good.
Lighter, fountain pen. Here we are. Wallet. 4.5 bar. Driving license. Couple of letters. Now, pants pockets. Bit of change. Hanky. Okay, the lot. I'll do it. You just let your right go slack and follow my left.
Uh-huh.
Oh, don't pull against me or me fingers will be all thumbs. Right. Over his wrists. Half itch. Over again. Round.
Yep.
Through. Now, pull tight. Now get his ankle with your free hand. Pull it up. Yeah. Towards his wrists. Oh, pull, you zombie. Right. Now get round this side. Fine. Over. Through. And tuck the end away. Couldn't do a turkey better at Smithfield. Now, his hanky.
Hmm?
Roll it.
Right.
Shove it between his teeth.
Yeah.
Loosen his tie. Now, hold the hanky in place with it. Right, he's done.
Well, you're an artist. Now, to get him to his ever-loving...
Oh, you're starting again, are you?
Hello, my dear, we brought you some company. No, there's no need to look so terrified. He's just tied up like you. He's had a little tap on the head, but he'll come round before long. I'm afraid you won't be able to talk to each other, as of course we'll have to leave your gags in case you raise a shindig after we've gone. If you're sensible, you'll just lie quiet until somebody comes along and releases you, by which time we'll have gone our way and this will all seem like a nasty dream. Good night, my dear, and thank you for your charming hospitality today. I'm sorry we couldn't stay longer. Switch the light out, Tupper. Good, he hasn't put the car away. Now, you'll have to get in from the passenger side and slide across under the wheel.
You first. You'll be driving.
Me? How the devil can I drive with my right hand shackled to your left?
You'll just have to manage, that's all.
Oh, you stupid idiot, how can I?
I can't drive.
You can't drive? Oh, my God, what a time to tell me that. That's all we wanted.
Well, I can't help it, can I?
What are we going to do?
Well, can't you make do somehow? I mean, you've still got one hand and both feet.
Steer and change gear with my left, my right hand cocked in the air across my chest. Going through traffic. Always the possibility of being stopped. Oh, just try to use such vestigial traces of brain as you might have in that brutish little cranium of yours, will you?
No call to be insulted.
Oh, shut up. Nothing for it. The girl will have to drive, that's all.
And if she stops in front of the first Rosser station and toots, what do we do then?
Well, strangle her blasted baby. That's something you could possibly manage, providing the baby didn't put up too much of a struggle.
Ah, maybe you've got an idea there. That's right. You and me in the back with a kid, and nothing happens to it so long as she does what she's told.
Which leaves us with a disposal problem when we ditch the van.
Clobber her? Tie her up and leave her in the back. What's so odd about that?
Brilliant, my dear Tuppers. A natural solution for you. Well, don't stand there like a log. Let's go and get her. Here we are, back again, my dear. A slight change of plan. We find we'll have to call upon your services as chauffeurs. Now, listen to me. Be a good girl and nothing at all will happen to you. You just have to drive, that's all. Take the gag out, Tupperton.
Yeah.
I won't. You can do what you like, you filthy, filthy beast. I won't, I tell you.
All right, then. Have it your own way. We can manage without you at a pinch, but we still need a hostage. Tuppers, get the baby, will you?
No.
Wrap her in her bedclothes. We don't want the poor little thing to get cold, do we?
No. All right. I'll come.
Get into the van and give me the baby.
Leave her with me. She's quiet now.
Give it to me, I tell you. That's right.
If you hurt her...
She won't be hurt as long as you're sensible. Damn it, how many times have I got to tell you that? Now get in. Right. Now switch her on. I want to see the petrol gauge. 3/4 full. Thank heaven for that. These hold 7 gallons, don't they? That gives us about 5. Nicely, nicely. Now, Tuppers, into the back. All right, don't drag my arm off. It'll make me drop the little perisher. Now, away you go. Turn left and head for the main 4Z road. Not too fast, but don't dawdle.
Oh, I thought we was never going to get away. How's it going, Nursey?
I can stand most things, Tupperton, but not your elephantine humour.
Only asking.
Well, don't. Shut your mouth and give me a cigarette.
Coming over. Give me a bit of me arm back and I'll light it for you.
Don't smoke in there. The fascial sparks blow into the baby's face.
You just pay attention to your driving, gorgeous. Ah, the little nipper's fine. Loves her old unky-wunky sandy-wandy, don't you, ducks?
Why don't you just quietly die, Tupperton?
And why don't you go
I suppose the short answer is that you couldn't do anything quietly, you poor, benighted, sottish oaf.
You want to watch it, I'm telling you.
Oh, shut up.
What are you doing to her?
I'm not doing anything to her.
You must be. She only cries like that when she's in pain.
All right, then. She's got a bellyache. Babies do get them, you know?
Give her to me.
Then you'll slip out and make a run for it while we lumber after you like the Siamese twins. Not likely. Get going.
I won't move from here until you let me have her.
Won't you? Well, I didn't want to do this, but you're forcing my hand. Tupperton, take this child and really make the little horror yowl.
Hey, something's coming up behind us.
Drive on, I tell you, or the baby.
Oh, I'll do it, I tell you. I'll do it.
You all right?
If they come over, the kid's for it. It's for it, I'm telling you. I've got nothing to lose, I'm telling you.
Hey, I said, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right, thanks. We just stopped for a breather.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Don't take a risk like that again, my girl. Next time it may be too late and you'll only have yourself to blame. Now get moving.
Let me have her. Oh, let me have her just for a moment. I'll get her quiet and down.
I said get moving. The sooner we get to where we're going, the sooner you'll be sort of us. Go on or I'll hand her over to Tupperton. What the hell's the matter now?
Sometimes does this when you stop suddenly.
It would, wouldn't it? Come on, Sandy, you're supposed to be the blasted expert. Do something. There's more cars coming up.
Stop that, you silly bitch. The damn battery's nearly flat anyway.
The starter motor. The drive sometimes won't slip along the shaft. It has to be pushed with a spanner.
Well, get out and push it then.
The toolkit is beside you by the wheel arch.
Here you are. Now, get a move on. What the hell's happening there?
I've found the trouble, but I can't shift the cog thing along. My husband always does it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Here, get out, Tupperton. Put the little brat down. Go on, get out. Right, show me.
There. You can't see, you've got to feel. The end of the spanner's on it now. You've got to push hard against the spring.
I'll have to do it with my left. Give it to me. Now. Oh, my God. She slammed the bonnet on my wrist. My God.
Drag it out. Drag it out. We'll have to run for it. There's a car coming.
The car is jammed up and stop pulling me.
Drag it out. Drag it out.
What's the trouble?
Oh, help me, please. Help me.
What's wrong, miss?
Oh, my God. Here, quick. There's something to make a tourniquet with. His hand's nearly off.
Take my scarf.
Soon be home now, my pet. Silly man, making all that noise and frightening Mummy's Julie.
In Never Let Your Left Hand Know by Barclay Mather, the part of Catherine was played by Sheila Grant, Sandley by Patrick Barr, Tupperton, Lewis Stringer, P.C. Hunt, Brian Hewlett, George, Jonathan Scott, Police Sergeant Alan Dudley, the newsreader Douglas Hankin, and the man in the car, Frank Henderson. The play was produced by Martin C. Webster.